Letters to America Number 9, January 3, 2024. They, the sick and evil deep state, used HEK-293 cells that are derived from aborted fetus, along with fluoride, the endless poisons in the name of science, to keep crops growing. To keep water safe, to keep the air safe, the airwaves safe, and endless pursuit of full control of the population. Not to mention the utilization of aviation along with chemtrails to pollute the air we breath and also to block the UV rays from the sun, which produce natural vitamin D, which helps our body in many positive ways. They also add toxins in the air to make us sick and cause disease. By using the medical industry along with hospitals, corrupt doctors and other corrupt medical personnel to comply vaccines be injected to newborns, the use of feminized cells has an unnatural effect. This has caused feminization of men for their end goal, depopulation and sterilization, allowing them to expand their hybrids, clones and robot population. Using adrenochrome as their supply, taken from children that have been raped and tortured to elicit the highest levels of the adreno from the body. In a world shrouded in darkness, a sinister group operated covertly, wielding their malevolence through a chilling plan. With the remains of their twisted ambitions known as aborted fetus, they aim to poison not just the sustenance of life, but the very essence of existence itself. They understood that to achieve their nefarious goals, they needed to manipulate the most basic of human needs, sustenance, air, and water. Each element of their diabolical scheme was carefully concealed behind an innocuous facade, concealed beneath the deceptive guise of natural flavors. This clandestine operation, driven by a malevolent intent, sought to undermine the trust and integrity of the world's most fundamental elements, casting a long shadow over the very soul of humanity. By taking decisive action to halt the distribution of aborted fetus and prevent the manipulation of discarded and aborted fetus, President Trump demonstrated a commitment to eradicating a sick, evil, and pervasive issue that had long plagued our nation. His unwavering dedication to protecting the integrity of the system and ensuring fairness for all removed the insidious toxins that had seeped into the very core of our nation. With courage and conviction, he brought the hidden elements of this problem to the forefront, shining a spotlight on every pedophile front and center for the entire world to witness. In doing so, he exemplified leadership that prioritized the principles of honesty, transparency, and accountability, leaving a lasting legacy of upholding the ideals upon which our nation was founded. In the year 2024, humanity finds itself standing at the crossroads of enlightenment and ignorance, facing a critical juncture in its collective journey. The unfolding events and undeniable facts demand reflection and discernment from each individual. It is a year where the curtains of falsehood are drawn aside, revealing a stark and often unsettling reality that has been concealed for too long. The power of choice now rests firmly in the hands of every individual, for they must decide whether to embrace the unvarnished truth and awaken from their slumber, or continue to be ensnared by the chains of manipulation and misinformation. This pivotal moment beckons us to rise above complacency, to dig deep with discernment, and to be active participants in the profound Great Awakening that awaits. To be fully awake and aware of the sick and evil intentions of a small elite group of people is to acknowledge the weighty significance of the reality of their actions that has quietly unfolded in the shadows for decades. My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us.